This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for October 5. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 31, verse 3. It says there, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness. End of quote. God knows all about you and still loves you. His love for you does not depend on your good works or efforts. He loves you because He is love. 1 John chapter 4 verse 16b. You see, Bible affirms God is love. Bible never says God hates or God keeps a list of your wrongdoings. No, it never says. In God's sovereign will and divine love, He chose to love you. No matter what happens in your life, He continues to love you. Beloved, did you hear? No matter what happens, God still loves you. Romans 8:38-39 says, For I am convinced that nothing can separate us from His love. Death cannot, and life cannot. The angels won't, and all the powers of hell itself cannot keep God's love away. Our fears for today, our worries about tomorrow, or where we are, high above the sky or in the deepest ocean, nothing will ever be able to separate us from the love of God demonstrated by our Lord Jesus Christ when He died for us. End of quote. Dear ones, people may say you are not good enough. They may say you can't be forgiven and you are not worthy to be accepted in their circles. They may stop loving you, they may desert you, but not God. When you hear such lies from someone, remember the unshakable truth of God's word, the Bible. God loves you no matter what happens in your life, period. You must figure out your true identity from what God says about you, not people say about you. Read again today's insight. It says, God says to you, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness. End of quote. What does that mean? What type of love did He love you? Everlasting love. What is everlasting means? Lasting forever or through eternity. He loved you with an everlasting love. Then it says, He has drawn you with unfailing kindness. In other words, He has drawn you to Him with never failing kindness. His kindness toward you never, never, not even one time fails. Rest assured on these truths. Do not listen to lies. If you were like me, you may have gone to God multiple times asking forgiveness on the same sin or mistake you do. And I wondered many times in the past whether God forgives me again and again. If I were God, I would not. If you were God, you would not either. However, God is different. He is separate from us in His divine nature. You do not need to doubt or worry about going back to Him. He never gets tired of listening to your faults. Truly, He is delighted each time when you agree with Him about your mistakes. He extends His grace freely and abundantly. You see, Christian life is not based on your performances. If it were, you would never make it because we all blew God's perfect standards. I am glad and happy it is based on God's grace only. Remember that song, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Then it says it was grace that brought us thus far, and grace will lead us home. End of quote. A beautiful verse in 1 John chapter 3 verse 1 says this, See how much the Father has loved us. His love is so great that we are called God's children, and so in fact we are. You are called God's child because of His great, welcoming and overwhelming love toward you. Moreover, listen to this in Romans 8:17. It says, Since we are His children, we will share His treasures. For all God gives to His Son Jesus is now ours too. End of quote. All God's treasures belong to His Son Jesus. And all of it, Bible affirms, belong to us as co-heirs. Beloved, you may have known only conditional love so far in your life. Your home, your friends, your neighbors may have done a good job in teaching you conditional love. That means love based on your work and performance. Think about unconditional love. God does not love you on a conditional basis. His love is unconditional and everlasting. He still loves and cares for you no matter what happens in your life. Listen, God proved His perfect and unconditional love by giving away His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die in your place for all of your sins. Jesus came to this world. He stood in your place, carrying your sins and shortcomings on His shoulders, and paid it all for you on the cross of Calvary. This is love, amazing, sacrificial, unconditional love. God asks you to accept His love by accepting what His Son did for you. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I accept your unconditional love by accepting your Son, Jesus Christ, who died and rose again for my sins and shortcomings. Lord, forgive me and save me now. I praise you because I can count on your love no matter what happens in my life. You said you will never leave me nor forsake me. Lord, may I continue living in the rich soil of your unconditional love and never failing kindness. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.